Welcome to another episode of Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. Here, I share insights, tips, and advice based on my 25 years of experience helping businesses protect and build bold brands. If you get involved in a dispute at the USPTO's Trademark Trial and Appeal Board, also known as the TTAB, some people call it TTAB, but they don't like that. We refer to it as the TTAB. One of the steps early on in the process of an opposition or a cancellation proceeding is the discovery conference. I get asked all the time, what does this mean? What happens at a discovery conference? So I want to share a little bit of information about that. Discovery conference is required by the board as part of the procedures of the case. A case at the TTAB is a type of litigation before an administrative agency court. And the details are set forth in the institution order when the case is begun and the board issues an institution order to the parties. Generally, the discovery conference has to take place within 1 month after the answer is filed. In this conference, there are several topics that the parties have to address. So the conference is a phone conference between the parties or their attorneys if they're represented, not before the judges, and they have to cover several topics at a minimum. Those topics are the nature of the claims and defenses. In other words, we're going to talk a little bit about what's at heart in the issue and can we address or resolve any of it perhaps, but let's at least make sure that we understand what the plaintiff is claiming and what the defendant has claimed in their answer regarding those claims. The second thing is the possibility of settlement. Settlement now does not have to mean a total resolution. Settlement could mean addressing some of the issues in a resolution and proceeding to litigate on some of the issues. But at a minimum, you have to touch on the topic of settlement and whether it's worth exploring that further. The third and final topic that must be covered in a discovery conference is any arrangements that the parties want to make regarding disclosures, discovery, depositions, preserving evidence, any of the sort of procedural rules for the case, which are already established and there's a framework set by the board's manual of rules, but the parties can discuss those rules and see if they want to make any changes or amendments to them, because if they consent to any changes, the board will usually allow that. Another type of procedural thing that may come up in that discussion is the protective order governing confidential or attorney's eyes only, and whether the standard protective order needs to be modified at all. Now, you know, the judges do not participate in this call, this discovery conference. However, it is possible to request that an interlocutory attorney, which is a bit analogous to a law clerk of the judges at the board, participates to help run the call and make sure it goes smoothly and make sure all the topics are covered. That's, in my experience, not necessary when there are attorneys on both sides. But if there are parties who are unrepresented, it may be useful to have the interlocutory attorney. Or if the parties have been involved in other disputes and it's particularly sour between the parties and it's going to be difficult to have a cordial call that runs through these issues, that's also another time when you might want to get the interlocutory attorney involved. So that's what a TTAB discovery conference is all about. It's not that complex, but it's also, you know, it's not that straightforward, and it's an important part of the process at the beginning of a dispute. There's much more about it in the board rules. As I said, the TBMP, their manual of policy and procedure. If you have any questions about a TTAB case, we handle quite a few of them and we're happy to discuss. You can reach out to us at ericpelton.com. You've just listened to another episode of Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. For lots more episodes, videos, content, links, blog posts, and more, visit our website at www.ericpelton.com.